I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Billy Collins is one of the most accomplished and popular poets in the United States. He served as the country's poet laureate from 2001 through 2003 and won the Poetry Foundation's first Mark Twain Prize for Humor in Poetry, among many other honors. He's published 10 collections of poetry, including the brand new release Aimless Love, and has frequently been heard on NPR as well as The Colbert Report this week. He's touring behind Aimless Love and will appear in a free reading at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Tuesday, November 5th. He joins us in the KLCC studios by phone. Hi, Billy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Your new book is titled after an old poem. What makes love aimless and why does it involve a bar of soap?
The title Aimless Love comes from an earlier poem, which if the poem were an essay, it would be a comparison and contrast type of essay. Because it compares two kinds of love. One, romantic love, which is seen as rather potentially tempestuous and unreliable and full of melodrama, with a second kind of love being the calmer love of daily experience, which would involve being in love with a flight of geese or something floating down a river or indeed a bar of soap. I think the attention and affection for daily experience runs through a lot of these poems, and that's why I thought it deserved a place on the cover of the book.
Although the book has the word aimless in the title, I presume the creation was not an aimless process, especially because you're working more with particular forms of poetry in this one, sonnets and haiku, etc. What were you aiming to create with this book?
Well, it's a new and selected poems, and that's a milestone in a poet's life because it means gathering together what are considered the best poems of previous collections, usually a minimum of four books. And in this case, we had poems from four books, and then my editor really wanted the book to be quite special, so he wanted me to have at least 50 poems that would comprise the new poem section. And 50 poems is almost a fifth book in itself.
Do you have a brief poem you can read to us here?
Well, yeah, here's a... I've been spending a little time in Florida these days, and one is expected to know the birds and the flowers around one. So this is a poem about trying to fill myself in on that. It's a little poem called Osprey. Oh, large brown, thickly feathered creature with a distinctive white head, you perched on the top branch of a tree near the lake shore. As soon as I guide this boat back to the dock and walk up the grassy path to the house, before I unzip my windbreaker and lift the binoculars from around my neck, before I wash the gasoline from my hands, before I tell anyone I'm back, and before I hang the ignition key on its nail or pour myself a drink, I'm thinking of vodka soda with lemon, I will look you up in my illustrated guide to North American birds, and I promise I will learn what you are called.
Billy Collins from Aimless Love on KLCC. He will be live at the Eugene Public Library Tuesday, November 5th at 6 in a free reading. Humor's been one trademark of your poetry, Billy. Why do you think it's so rare to have humorous poets?
Well, it's not as rare as it used to be. Humor was pretty much excluded from poetry starting in about, 1800. But it's come back quite a bit, and I think by now reclaimed its rightful place in poetry.
The role of poetry has certainly changed since the time when the British came up with the concept of poet laureates. They documented things in society that are documented in other ways now. So what was it like to be that poet laureate in a time when the role has really changed?
The British poet has to write occasional poems, that is, poems on the death of the Queen Mother or coronation of that of some kind. But the American poet just has to write occasionally, because the American laureateship does not require that obligation of commemorating, important national events in verse. I did write a poem for the first anniversary of 9/11 at the request of Congress and read it before a joint session of Congress, but that was really the only poem, quite a special circumstance, of course, the only poem I was asked to do of that kind of poem.
This week you were on the Colbert Report with Stephen Colbert. What do you want to say about that experience?
Well, I'm pretty comfortable talking in public or in the media, but I was quite intimidated by Colbert because he's such a slippery character. He has his that persona that is, but he can, you know, he's hiding behind that, so you never know who you're talking to. But as soon as I got, as soon as he sat down with me, I just was quite amused by the idiotic persona that he presents, and I just spent most of the time laughing along with him. So it was really quite relaxing. He's really a sweet guy, but he puts on that kind of jackass persona to that's the shtick.
Well, we really appreciate you coming to this town, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning.
Great. Well, thanks. It's good to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to visiting Eugene.
Billy Collins, former U.S. Poet Laureate and author of the new poetry collection Aimless Love. He'll give a free reading at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Tuesday, November 5th at 6 p.m. For more information on the event, eugene-or.gov/library. For more on the poetry of Billy Collins, billy-collins.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.